of the American Family News. I'm Rusty Keene. Former President Trump was on the campaign trail in Atlanta, Georgia. The former president looking ahead to the election with a message for supporters.
We will end inflation. We will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country. And we will bring back the American dream. We're going to bring it back. This election is a choice between whether we will have four more years of incompetence and failure, or whether or not we will begin the four greatest years in the history of our country.
Today, President Trump is rallying voters in battleground Pennsylvania, where Republicans are also hoping to pick up some House seats. Rob Bresnahan is running for Congress in Pennsylvania's 8th District. He explains why Trump will win his state.
Well, I mean, it's Kamala Harris's policies. I mean, she's for defunding the police. She's for basically providing health care to every single illegal migrant that comes across the border. And, you know, a San Francisco prosecutor, Kamala Harris, is not going to resonate with the median household income of $61,000 a year in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Early voting underway in New Jersey. A record 850,000 voters have already returned their ballots. Republican Jack Cittarelli is running for governor of New Jersey next year and says, contrary to what people think, New Jersey is not a deep blue state.
I think we proved back in 2021, New Jersey is not a deep blue state. We can win here, and I do think Donald Trump's going to do that. And what we're seeing is phenomenal. Republicans are finally embracing the opportunity to vote early. The return rate on vote by mail ballots has been fantastic. Local Republican organizations are doing a great job in getting the word out. So I'm excited by what we're going to see come election day.
Shocking new records show that 1 in 10 inmates in Texas's Harris County Jail are wanted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and that includes an illegal alien accused of killing Ricardo Vega, a Houston father of two who was killed in a road rage incident in April. Ricardo's mother, Victoria Garcia, is fed up.
It makes me angry. It really does. And I don't want to feel angry. I don't want to feel bitter. All I want is justice for Ricardo. But definitely we have to do something about a cross imbalance at the border. It's ridiculous. You know, I've been a witness at the border where you see these migrants walking, I mean, in groups, old people, young people, children in strollers. I get it. You're fleeing from a country that's full of poverty, full of violence, full of gang, you know, poor healthcare system. You know what? We have those issues here in Texas. We have those issues here in the United States. So what gives you the right to come and burden us more? And mind you, I'm a Mexican American.
1 week from today is Election Day, and if you're still on the fence about whether or not to vote, Pastor and AFR talk host Abraham Hamilton III has some thoughts for you.
There are a few influential Christian voices that would argue we shouldn't be involved in the affairs of the world, since our home is in heaven, and that since both of the candidates display unchristian characteristics, you should probably just sit this one out. AFR talk host Abraham Hamilton III tells the Today's Issues crew that advice contradicts both biblical examples and commands.
God expects me to obey his great commission and what I call the salt, light, and lampstand duty that God gives me, using everything at our disposal to elevate the truth of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that we serve.
He says God has appointed you to be in this country at this time in history for a reason. And voting is a means to an end of making disciples of this nation.
People unfortunately attempt to decontextualize our mandate as Christians. God is the one who gave us the context for us to execute his commission.
Your context is a culture that needs the Lord in a form of government that allows you to have influence.
The most important thing for a Christian is executing the Great Commission. The second most important thing in our particular context is keeping the freedoms available to do the most important thing.
And Hamilton says you don't have to approve of the character or life choices of a candidate. Vote on their policies.
Do you think Daniel liked Nebuchadnezzar? Do you think Mordecai liked King Xerxes? You know,
yeah,
the Book of Esther concludes with Mordecai being second in command in the Persian Empire.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Keene.